The little man was Arthur Stace. He stood just 4'10". He could hardly read and he could hardly write on paper with a pen. But when he wrote Eternity with his block of square French chalk, he reached the hearts of millions and the places where they walk. With a block of chalk and a single word that he wrote upon the street, he placed the claims of Jesus on the path beneath their feet. From the length and the breadth of Sydney, he carried out his task to write the word that God had given that spoke both first and last. And few people ever heard him or saw him in the dark, but they read that word upon the street that spoke sermons to their heart. And who would ever dream or think that he slept in Hessian bags that were slung beneath the floorboards and padded up with rags? But complaint could never rend his voice or hire out his thoughts. You see, what he did by choice, and he did just what he ought. So the little pauper's fame spread fast. The council held a meet to decide the fate of one who wrote that word upon their street. But the council resolutely concluded late that night that Arthur Stace could write his word anywhere he liked. So I can ne'er recall my childhood without in memory's sight that word outside a friend's place, that word he used to write. But I never thought like some to laugh at one who'd do such things, because the word he wrote would strike a chord that spoke of warmth and things, and things that warned and things that called and reassured the heart, and things that needed to be said about the great thou art. So now, as years and I get on, to reminisce is sweet, to recall the word I used to see on the path beneath my feet, and to thank our God for men like him. And though the chalk has faded, his faith and his call in him our God will long be celebrated.